The Guardian.
Over to America now, and today could prove to be crucial in the race for the White House. A key Democratic primary is taking place later in Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton needs a strong victory to stay in the race to become the party's presidential nominee, but polls suggest Barack Obama has cut into her lead. Both candidates traded insults during rallies over the weekend, with Clinton accusing Obama of cheering on John McCain and Obama responding by accusing Clinton of slash-and-burn politics. Our US correspondent Suzanne Goldenberg is back on the campaign trail. I asked her what the mood was like ahead of Pennsylvania.
Well, we are actually seeing perhaps the most negative and toughest last-minute battle between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that we've seen so far. Both sides are putting as much resources as they can afford into the final hours of this campaign before Tuesday's primary to try and rally their supporters. But you're seeing, I think, the most dramatic change from Barack Obama's side, whereas in the past he has emphasized his credentials as a candidate of hope, of change, of doing things differently in Washington. What we're seeing now in the last day, really, is him on the attack and on the offensive. And that's something that we haven't seen as much with Obama. And it's new here in Pennsylvania.
Why is this particular primary so important in this campaign?
Well, really, this is a chance for Obama to knock Hillary Clinton out of the race and just to clinch the Democratic nomination once and for all and avoid a rather debilitating fight to the bitter end, the last primaries in June. So he would like to win here if he can, or at least to limit the margins of Clinton's victory, and that will make it very difficult for her to carry on her campaign. She's behind in delegates, she's behind in popular vote, there are calls for her to exit the race, but most importantly, she really is falling far behind in money. Her campaign is running out of money very quickly. They're $10 million in debt. Barack Obama, on the other hand, has got $41 million to spend on the contests ahead.
So will this massive difference make an impact on how Barack Obama actually conducts this campaign from now on?
Well, he's certainly got greater resources. We'll have to see what the results are in Pennsylvania. It's an experiment in strategy for Obama. On the one hand, as in previous campaigns, he's putting all his resources, all his money, and he has a lot of money on television ads. But the final message is not the uplifting, inspirational one we've seen. It's an attacking message. So they'll probably reevaluate and see if that's been the right thing. If he does manage to win here, and all the polls are suggesting that Hillary Clinton is ahead, but if Barack Obama does manage to pull out a win here, then I think he can sort of relax from here on in. It'll just be a slow, bitter end for Hillary Clinton. Her campaign perhaps will go on, but weaker and weaker at every contest.
There's also been some talk about Obama's refusal to pay street money. Now, can you just tell us what that's about?
Well, apparently, neither Clinton or Barack Obama is going to be paying street money. Now, this is a convention in Philadelphia where you just sort of spread money around to the ward bosses so that they get out the vote. Obama has refused to pay it. The Clinton camp is also apparently not paying street money, but that's probably because they don't have the cash on hand. You know, they're running out of money. So the concerns here are if you don't pay that money, if you don't kowtow to the traditional way of doing politics in Philadelphia, can Barack Obama get out the high turnout he needs in Philadelphia if he's going to do well in Tuesday's primary?
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.